The plan to create a Seattle bike sharing program is clicking into a higher gear. Organizers updated Seattle officials Tuesday on their progress. They said they hope to hire a vendor by the spring. And KUOW's Derek Wong found some advice for the Seattle effort.
First, let's explain what a bike sharing program is. For that, we turn to Nicole Friedman, an Olympic cyclist. She also happens to have studied city planning at MIT and Stanford. Currently, she's in charge of Boston's bike sharing program.
And it's a little bit like Zipcar for bicycling, but there's stations throughout a city, and people can swipe a card, get a bike from one station. And what's unique about it is you can actually return it to any other station, so you don't have to return it to the same station.
Friedman says that allows users to have fast trips. Boston's system started about 2 years ago. Riders have made about 675,000 trips, more than the population of Boston. And Friedman says it continues to attract more members as the system has expanded to surrounding cities. Here's her main piece of advice for Seattle. Keep the stations close together.
The system works really well when stations are every 200, 300, 400 meters apart or yards apart. And stretching that really starts to undermine the integrity of how the system works.
Friedman says if someone has to walk three blocks to and from a bike station, they'll probably be less inclined to use the system. After Seattle organizers hire a vendor, they'll have to work with the city to plan the bike stations. They hope to have the whole operation up and cycling sometime next spring. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.